We all have our morning rituals, and for one teenager in Dayton, the backpack is filled, and then it goes on the shoulder. Here's Basim Blunt to introduce today's Dayton Youth Radio story.
Today's student carries a shield for himself, and he says it's working.
My name is Nathaniel Weaver. I am 16 years old and a millennial in the chaotic, fast-paced world of the 21st century. What I see in today's society is that teens are dying left to right from suicide, drugs, and even murder. There are things I value in life that I believe have kept me on a path towards positive living and success. Those things that I value are God, family, and music. I value those things because they have made me the person that I am today. God have blessed me and have kept me from doing things that could ruin my life or even end my life by turning down, in a way, bad decisions and bad influences. One time, I remember I could have bought and smoked weed when walking home from the local library, so I declined the offer and continued to walk home. Those values were implanted within me as a child, and they have stuck with me through my teen years and have helped me to grow. Today, I still continue to go to church. Things in life come and go, but what I value can never leave me. Family have always supported me and have been in my corner when I had no one to call a friend and to talk to. I was born on January 15th, 2001. My mom told me that when I was born, my whole family was in the room, including my dad, Michael, and my four older siblings. My mom, Renita, said that when I was a baby, she and my grandma, Carol, would hold me and pray over me that I grow to be a strong man in Christ. There's one song that stuck to me that my mom used to sing to me. You're my sunshine, my lovely sunshine. You make me happy when clouds are gray. You'll always know that mommy loves you. Please don't take my sunshine away. When bad things like drugs and violence hurt people in my community, it makes me sad. My nephew's brother, Charles, died this year during the summer. He also was a drug dealer. He died from an incident with his baby mama where his baby mama's ex shot him. Many people believe that the incident happened due to street-related things and background stories that were not foretold. Charles' death happened due to him making bad decisions and not focusing on positive living. It hurts, but it inspires me to continue to do what I am doing now. Something that I really love and trying to pursue and allow to grow is my music career. Music has been a part of my life since I was a baby. I love almost all genres of music, all except country. In my music, you can hear me talk about what I believe in. I do rap, R&B, and even some pop. I take my time and write all of my music. It comes deeply from my heart. For example, you proved to me that times are changing. That's why I declined your call when my phone was ringing. Yeah, you jump man to man like your name is Jordan. RKO'd your treaty like my name is Orton. Baby, I like your soul. My final thoughts are basically telling the youth of today that, you know, you can live a good life. You can still have fun and do what you like to do without doing something that may ruin your life or end your life or make your life turn out bad. Baby. If teenagers find their passion and focus on God and family, then they will live more positive and have better lives.
Strength and guidance, all that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me.
I am Nathaniel Weaver, aka V-Shawn, for Dayton Youth Radio.
I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray.
That was a story entitled The Path, written and produced by Nathaniel Weaver, a senior at the Dayton Early College Academy. Special thanks to Ann Rasmussen at DECA. For Dayton Youth Radio, this is Basim Blunt.
Support for Dayton Youth Radio comes from the Virginia W. Kettering Foundation and the Ohio Arts Council.